It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to our banter. Barbecue Bob, you're back from your spring break. Welcome to the chair, brother. Good to see you again. Always fun when you get back. And did you have any good times down there?
I really did. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Wonderful. We were in sort of a central northern Alabama and real close to Big Bob Gibson's.
Yep.
So, oh, darn it, I forgot your gift. I bought you some white sauce.
Great. That's what I wanted.
I think it's in my back seat. We'll look right when we get done here this morning. But anyway, I went to Alan Bob's this week and picked up a Great Lakes platform AR.
Oh.
And while I was there, the beautiful Christina asked if we would be willing to do barbecue for their customer appreciation days. And I said, of course. And that's May 14th and 15th.
So a month from now, right?
So, yeah. Alan Bob's Millbrook Tack, 68th and 131, 3 to 7 on the 14th, which is a Friday after work. You can come down. May 15th, it's noon to 3. So you're going to have the grilling guys there cooking you some good barbecue. I will put on my very best brisket effort for you if you come. And that is the best I can say.
Well, we're probably going to do some brisket, maybe some pulled pork. Who knows what they want? I haven't seen the menu yet.
Yep.
Maybe even some yard bird, but
it's
all good.
I think some mac and cheese would be. Jop makes a pretty good mac and cheese.
Yeah, I can do that. And we'll see what they want to do. But great time down at Alan Bob Sports, 68th Street and 131 exit. They're just south of Grand Rapids, and we'll be there in a month. This will be a resurrection of what we used to do.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done a live cook at a sponsor. But you know what? It's we'll be COVID-friendly. We'll use all the protocol. Nobody's going to get anything but full when they come to Alan Bob's and have some of our grub. So
listen, I had, of course, as you know, I had a little spill on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Hurt my feelings. So I've been off. I'm back to work now. But my bride, every year, spring break, it gets slow for her. She's a court reporter, and all the attorneys go south.
Well, sure they do.
So she looked at me, and she said, I don't have any work for 2 weeks. I said, oh, that's great. And she says, I want to go south. And I go, well, it's kind of last minute. And she's like, okay, I got it all figured out.
Sure she did.
Would you go camping with me? And I'm like, oh, man, I can barely get up and down right now. So I whined. It didn't work. I went. And I ended up camping in that tent that I said I'd never camp in again.
Were you on an air mattress?
This girl, she waited on me like a hot little nurse would. And she went and bought this beautiful air mattress with a motor on it and everything. It's about this high. It's like 2 feet high when you inflate it. And we had power at our site. And so blew it up, and it's like about the size of our bed.
Yeah, right.
It was really easy.
Nice.
And so once I got down there, it's like, not a problem.
Slept good.
Got some nice edibles, and everything was good.
Yeah, right. Well, painkillers, you got to have them, man, whatever they are.
So it's called... the place is called Clear Creek. It's a federal reserve. And when we checked in at the gate, the lady looks over at me and she goes, how old are you, sir? And I said, 63. She goes, you're in luck. At age 62, you can buy a lifetime pass.
Oh, really?
So I just got it in the mail just the other day. But it's this clear, really cool ID card. And basically, any federal land, the rest of my life, I'm paid. I'm good.
Really, for federal campgrounds?
Yeah.
Or really, I didn't even know that program existed.
I didn't either.
So what did they? What was the charge? Not for the pass, but were they charge a camping fee per night or something?
It would have been like $20
a night.
A night.
Okay.
I think we might have still had to pay some kind of a fee for the park spot, but either way, federal campground, these great big beautiful tire rims, for a pit. And then it had a grate on the end and one that swung over the fire.
Okay.
And then they had the traditional tall cast iron charcoal pits.
Right.
I mean, what a gorgeous park. You should be proud of the job your U.S. Forestry Service does, because the bathrooms were immaculate. It's just south of Decatur, Alabama. If you ever want to go south for spring break, but you don't want to go all the way down to the beach where the crazies are, this is a fantastic option. It was in the 70s and 80s every day.
What was there to do?
Oh, a giant lake.
Oh, okay.
Trails galore.
Right.
Yep. I did not bring my bike, but my girl did.
Yeah, that's probably good.
I can't
hard to ride one-armed,
yeah.
Right. Yep. But
just gorgeous, just hanging out.
Yeah,
cooking,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Grilling and just, oh my gosh.
Relaxing.
Shaded spot. It was just gorgeous. And it was only like maybe 11 hours.
Right.
So it wasn't the 17 that it takes us to get to Gulf Shores.
Right. Yep. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I did was hang out and build deck. In my spring break, I just started a new job on Monday.
Right.
And prior to that, thanks. It's great to be back in the insurance business again. The building materials business was great, but I'm better suited
not
to
your
do
bag.
This. Right. I'm
yep.
better suited to do this.
Yeah, you didn't know squat about building.
Right.
So.
Yep. Well, I never had
just
to build
kidding.
Anything.
I'm just
all I
kidding.
Did is sell the dang materials that went in them. Right. But anyway, I did insurance for 25 years
right.
prior to getting out of it. So.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good to be back home. One of those things. But anyway, I found that I made some just rookie mistakes, man, when I was trying to build deck. And the deck actually hasn't even started yet. I had to move the pool filter, okay? I had to move it from one side of the pool over to the other because we're putting in a pool heater.
Oh, gee.
And I wanted the heater and the pump and filter to all be in line so I wasn't pumping water all around my,
right.
my property. So I had to move it. Well, then I had to dig a new pit to put it in under the deck and blah, 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 blah. The heater's going to be outside, but the pump was under the deck. So,
and I'm not sure why.
Well, convenience, so you don't have to look at it, and it's all right. It's all right. I don't have a place like you do where it's like
you
behind
worry about
the
noise of it?
But no, it's actually not too.
I know, because what a lot of people do is just build a little box.
Right.
Put insulation
yeah.
on it and slide
so,
it
so
over.
When
so you did dig it in the pit.
I did dig a pit. I lined it with block and it's setting up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's all. It was a lot of digging and dinking. But
how's your back?
Yeah, right. I was underground most of the time. But,
oh no.
But anyway, that got done. But the funny thing is I want to run electric to the new part of the deck because we want a light and a fan and I'm going to put a little bar in and I want to be able to turn a light on or plug in your.
I didn't know you
whatever.
Knew how to do electrical.
Yeah, well, evidently, I don't. No, it actually went very well because there was
a
circuit.
It's not a problem when you're putting wire by water.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Not
no,
a
it's
big
all
deal.
In conduit.
Yeah, sure.
It's all in conduit, and it's sealed. But, and the circuits were out there. I just had to make them longer and whatever.
And are
but,
they GFI?
Yes, they are.
Good.
Yes, they are.
That's the main thing.
And I got three of them, and they're all separate, and they're all GFI, so... But anyway, long story short is that the humorous part about all of this was I was putting the wire in the conduit and measuring the conduit, putting the junctions where they needed to be, calculating the 90-degree angles where they were. I ruined three or four pieces of conduit, measuring wrong or
was
calculating
it the
wrong.
Plastic
yeah,
stuff?
It's just $6 a stick for
yeah.
a 10-foot stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I'd glue
it's
it together.
Still good.
Thinking,
you can keep it.
I got it. But anyway, it was a joke, man. Anybody that would have been there, because I was doing it by myself, right? So,
yeah.
But anybody that stood there watching me, they'd have just been laughing at me.
No,
like,
I doubt
just
it.
Just go do what you do. Grill some meat,
it.
Man.
That's,
let somebody else do the electric.
That's not the easiest thing to do. I've bent conduit before. It's
right.
There's a trick to it. There's a little bit of a science.
Right. But anyway, so we got her done, and so now it's just on. I need you to come over and help me with a gas pipe.
Okay.
Because I
got
to run a gas pipe from by the furnace out through the side of the house to the heater is right on the other side of the wall, so it's just a straight shot. But
yep.
I
got
to do it. Don't and gas and me are you know you can't see it, and I don't smell still from COVID.
Well,
so
that sounds like a Saturday morning job.
Yes, it does.
Because you got to be able to go to the hardware store.
Yeah. All right. Trevor's saying it's time for me to stop rambling about my projects. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to do a little brisket work for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale. Or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering, better Michigan beer.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. Sorry about the grill project there, or the deck project that we were talking about. If you're just tuning in, you missed all that, and that's probably a dang good thing.
I'm sorry
thing,
I busted his chops now. Yeah. He's roping me into work.
Yeah.
Can't you see I'm a cripple?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I need your brain. I don't need your brawn. I can twist a pipe. I just got to know how to do it.
You know what? You've helped me so many times for the other things that... I mean, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't even be barbecuing right now.
Right, right, yeah, right. Speaking of which, one of the things that you tried to teach me that I'm pretty sure I haven't learned completely is how to trim a brisket. And we get a lot of questions. I've had two in the last 2 weeks that people that come over that are friends that, you know, I'm a newlywed, so I'm meeting new people all the time still that now that we're family.
Are you saying your wife has a lot of friends?
Yeah. Yeah. And so then, of course, she's, you know, has prepped them all that I'm the grilling guy.
Yeah.
Right. So they all want grilling advice.
Right.
Every one of them that comes over. And that's all good. I mean, I'm good with it. But most of the time I'm cooking for them and they'll come and watch.
Right.
But we've had a lot of brisket questions because everybody thinks it's like the holy grail of barbecue.
Because it is.
Yep. And and it isn't easy. It isn't necessarily easy.
Is there anything that's better than brisket?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it's one of my...
Maybe lobster.
Well, I don't know. I like a big porterhouse steak on a grill. That's probably my favorite. But
oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, a brisket is something I've had so many wonderful comments from people going, I can't believe I'm eating beef and I can cut it with a fork and it's this good.
Right.
That's when you know you got it right.
Yeah.
Right. And I've had that a few times, not every time by any means, because I've ruined my fair share of them. But so let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, they're still good. You know, even if you say you ruined them, what did you do?
Well, they were overcooked or undercooked.
So dry.
Yep. Most of the time, it's overcooked.
Falling apart.
Right. And they fall apart. You know, you watch the YouTube videos, and you see a guy cut one, and he puts the cut on the back of his knife, and it flops over and almost touches.
Right.
Half the time, I hit that mark. The other half, it either fall apart or it won't bend.
Well, you know, and in that event, if you do overcook it and you feel like it's dry... It's really easy to hydrate. I mean, you can take a little beef broth and some Worcestershire, and same thing you're putting in it when you're wrapping it.
Right.
And just spruce it up a little bit.
Right.
I'm hungry right now. Yeah. I'll take a piece of that right now.
Yeah.
So, overcooked, burnt, I don't give a shit.
So when you go to the store, our friends at Sobey Meats on Remembrance Drive on the northwest side of Grand Rapids, you can go get brisket there. And there's two types that you can buy. You can buy what's called a packer brisket, or you can buy the flat. And those are two cuts of the same piece of meat. One is cut off the other, I guess. A packer brisket has two parts, right?
Yep.
There's a point, or the deckel, they call that.
And some do, some don't.
Right, that's a big, thick end. This may be 4 to 6 inches thick.
It's sexy, baby. It's just sexy.
Yeah, just figures out. And then the other end is called a flat, because why? It's flat. Right, and that's maybe 2 inches thick, and a lot of people
corned beef.
Me and as well. We'll see that in a corned beef cut. If you've had St. Patrick's Day was, you know, a month ago. If you had corned beef or you bought one to cook in your crock pot or however you did it, that's a flat, right? Yeah. A portion of one that it is. But when you buy the whole thing, you get a chunk of meat that needs some love. And that's where I want you to go is how to make love to your brisket, because it isn't ready. It isn't ready to eat.
I said it's sexy, but not really.
Right. It isn't ready to eat when it comes out of that package, or to cook, rather. It's long ways from ready to eat, but it isn't ready to cook.
A little chewy.
Right. It needs some love. What kind of love does it need?
Well, so you really can't hurt a brisket by trimming it. If you want to trim all the fat off it, have at it. You can trim the fat off the bottom. You can trim it from between the points. You can trim any of it you want, or you can leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, not me, but some people really love the fat. So you were talking about the decal or the point, and if you were to look at this thing, it's sort of like a rectangle, and on the top of the rectangle, it kind of goes to a weird off-centered point, hanging point.
Right.
And it's getting thicker right there because you've actually got two muscles that are bound together, the top half.
Mm-hmm.
And the top piece of muscle is what you and I call the decal. Other people call it the point. Tim Sobey will tell you the decal is actually something else in a different cut of meat. But out in Kansas City, they don't know that. So I was always trained that was the decal.
Right.
between those two pieces, there is, very much like a flat iron steak has collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a bunch in that with that fat between those two pieces, too. And you can clean that out.
That goes quite deep.
It does.
I mean, you need a longer knife, and you need a really sharp knife.
Yeah, a boning knife is what I use.
Right. Yep, a little bit sturdier. You don't want to use a fillet knife that bends, because that stuff is... The typical one, it's 6-8 inches
Not
in
a
there.
Fillet knife.
Right.
No.
Right.
It's too. You're right. But I picked up at Gordon Foods one of their cheap black handled boning knives.
Right.
And thing's great. It was like $12.
Right. And use it for that though. Don't use it for other things. Just have that, you know.
Right.
Just have that knife around for that purpose because it's got a stiffer blade, it's got a sharp point.
Yeah.
And you can get in there and cut stuff away.
So between those that flat and the point. You have an inch at least of fat. When it's cold, it'll look like less. But as it starts to warm up, it starts to expand, and you can see that it's gelatinous a bit.
Right.
And I believe some of that's collagen, like a flat iron has on it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But get as much of that out as you can. If you end up separating the two muscles, good for you. A
yep.
lot of competition guys are doing that now, and then they're marrying them back together when they wrap it.
Right.
So when they make their cut, it's somewhat bonded, but you're making your cut on that brisket, and you're getting the two pieces. Judges, for barbecue judges, want to see the flat and the point. They want to see both pieces.
Yep. And the reason is in any grilling, the thicker the meat, the slower it's going to cook.
Yep.
And those are two, while they're connected, if you leave them connected, one end's three times as thick as the other. And so you're going to get one overcooked and one undercooked. However, if you cook one to perfection, the other one's going to be over or under. So if you split them, you can cook both of them to perfection.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that works out.
And
really
I love that point meat. It's just so, so good.
Beefy. Man, it's just super beefy.
It's sexy.
Yeah, it is. And it tastes so good. And
I wonder if Trevor's even had a piece of brisket yet. Have you, Trev?
I've had a piece of brisket before, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Delicious.
Well, we'll have to bring you some
sure
in.
Make sure he comes down to Alan Bob's.
Right, yeah. So anyway, we got it trimmed up. And now what? What are we going to do with this thing? So stick with us. We'll figure it out.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking brisket today. Get lots of questions about this from anybody and everybody. So we thought we'd go over it one more time. If this is something you've heard before, well, maybe we can tune you up a little bit here, so stick with us. But okay, so we talked about trimming the brisket. We talked about where to buy it. Go to a butcher store. You can go to big box stores, but you're going to get a better product at your butcher. So go there. Sizes, they range in all different kinds of sizes. There's small cows and big cows, so there's small briskets and big briskets, right? So grades, just like anything else, you've got select, choice, and prime. As you go up that scale, you're going to pay more money per pound.
Yeah, if you really want a good one, get a prime Wagyu.
Right. But bring your wallet.
It'll be $80 a pound.
Right. Yeah, no, it won't be that much, but it might be 12.
I was kidding. Yeah, I would never buy a prime brisket.
Yeah,
the choice. So we're spoiled. We go to Sobey, right?
Right.
And Tim always takes good care of us, helps us out, pick them out and everything. But he sells one called a Grand Reserve.
Right.
And those have always been home runs. And they're probably $5-6 a pound.
Right. Well, and here's
you go to Gordon Foods and get one for $3.50, but you're going to trim off $5 or $10 worth of fat on that one extra.
Right.
Because they're just not trimmed well.
That's exactly right. And so, if you buy just the flat, like we talked about in the last segment, that's going to be more money too, because now you're getting just pure meat and you're not getting a lot of waste. Where when you buy a full pack or brisket, there's going to be some fat on there you're paying for by the pound and you're not going to use it. So, right. Anyway.
And I would never go with grass fed on a brisket. Matter of fact, I'm down on grass fed, period. Two or three years ago, I bought a grass-fed from one of our listeners, actually, and he rants and raves about it. Me, I thought it was dry and tough.
Yeah? Wasn't marbled up enough?
No.
Okay.
And I don't eat that much beef, but when I do eat it, I want it to be bella.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
So we got this thing trimmed up now, this brisket. It's laying there. Let's talk about what we've got to do around putting it on a fire and however you want to do this, where you want to go next to this.
I think we're going to do that in the next segment.
Okay.
But we kind of blew through what we're doing here. So what to look for, basic marbling, Chop said it, a choice grade is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get a select.
You know, and you can get prime if you can find it, but I think Bob, in my opinion, I'll speak only for me, is that you're going to cook this thing so slow and so long that it's going to break down and it's going to be super tender when you're done if you do it right, that you don't need to spend the extra money on the choice, or excuse me, on the prime. The choice will be perfectly fine.
But
and they're hard to find, too.
I've never even seen one. But a select, I don't think I've ever seen either. I'm sure they're out there, but maybe that's what's at places like Gordon's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where they're not marbled very well. I have something really cool that my neighbor turned me onto. It's not brisket. Let's take a break for a second Okay. And James, he's an electrician. He's the guy that did my electric for me.
Okay.
Okay. He told me he made his own charcoal.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, that's hard. And he goes, no, not this way. And basically, here's what you do. So you got to light a bonfire. And I live in the woods. We do it several times a week. Get a metal drum.
Like a 55-gallon drum thing?
Yep.
Trash can or whatever?
And pick out wood to make into charcoal. So basically small bits of firewood or whatever.
Probably hardwood, though.
Anything, yes. Anything. And then prepare to light a bonfire. Burn the bonfire. Remove the lump coal. Using two drums, buy a small drum and a large drum. See, so there's a way to do it with one drum. If you're going to do the two drums, you buy a small drum and a larger drum. These have to be steel 55-gallon barrels,
right,
and then like a 30-gallon. Cut a fuel hold in the larger drum. Drill holes in the bottom of the smaller drum. Fill the smaller drum with cured wood. Make a stand in the larger drum. Place the smaller drum on the stand. Build a fire inside the bigger drum and let it burn for 7 to 8 hours.
So you're
let the fire burn out.
So you're cooking this wood. Yeah, in two, one drum inside the other. Fire's in the bigger one. The smaller one's holding your what will be charcoal.
Right.
And you're just going to burn a fire underneath that for 7 or 8 hours to get that stuff charred up.
And there's another way here. Basically, go to Popular Mechanics, their website, and they'll walk you through it a little bit better. But
how do you know, Bob?
I was fascinated with that.
Yeah.
I have so much wood.
Right. Well, you'll have to give it a try. Me,
yeah.
I'm going to just keep buying my... charcoal.
A good charcoal is $25-$30 a bag.
Yeah, right. You and I are not big the Kingsford fans. I'll say the name.
No.
We just don't like briquettes. We like lump.
Don't like cowboy either.
Right. So it's a it's just a different hardwood charcoal burns hotter. It burns with less ash, and it you can snuff it and start it over again, and you really have very little waste. You try to snuff out a briquette and then turn around and light it again. It falls apart, and it's done. It's a one-and-done thing.
Well, what I don't like about that brand you mentioned is the off-gassing of God only knows what. It smells bad. Once you get used to using really good charcoal, almost anything else you use is going to smell weird.
Yep.
In this case, I used a bunch of Kingsford after, you know, using my Parker Pure Mountain.
Right.
Which is like the purest charcoal in the world. The smell was hideous from that Kingsford.
And it makes your food taste different, too.
Yeah, and I know guys, pros that cook with it, but that's what they're used to.
Right.
And Kingsford's, you know, sponsoring them, so they're paying them money to put the patch on the arm.
Right. Yeah, well,
that's
you get it.
That's too big a price to pay for me. I'm not right. going to. That's kind of selling your soul.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that serious.
Yeah,
but
I'm serious.
It is. Your fuel is a big part of what you're doing. And that, you know what? Let's talk about fuel with the brisket real quick. We got a couple minutes left in this system, or this segment, rather. The system that we use is this lump charcoal, but then we'll get that hot. Damper it down to where you want your cooking temperature, and we'll get into all of this in a minute. But it's the smoke wood, the flavor wood, mm-hmm. that makes the difference. And you've got a lot of different options when it comes to flavor wood.
Yes, you do.
And some of them are better than others. Most of it is your personal taste. But unless you really, really like strong smoky flavor, I'd stay away from mesquite.
You shouldn't prejudice people like
well,
that.
Some
people really love mesquite.
I understand, but it's a strong smoky flavor, and there's oil in a mesquite wood that comes out with a, and to me.
If your brother Rick heard you right now, he'd slap you upside the head.
He's a Texas brisket guy. I get it, but I'm not. I just don't. I wasn't born and raised on mesquite, and it's tough for me to. A little of it goes a long way with me, but applewood, cherry, you know, any of the fruit woods that you might have, man, that's a nice light smoke. And
peach and pecan are probably my favorites.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway.
Let's talk about that when we get back, because I had a thought but lost it. Doesn't
all right.
Matter.
Well, very good. Trust me, we will get to cooking this brisket, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, we're talking about brisket, but we took a little charcoal sidetrack there on that last segment, but but we're back. And charcoal's important. But so we've got this brisket all trimmed up, which we talked about in the second segment. And now what are you going to do with it, Bob? Because you taught me how to do this, so who am I to talk about it? You talk about where we go from here. It's laying on the bench, and you've got it all trimmed up. What do we do with it now?
Well, depends on if you want to make your own rub or just buy one.
Yep.
You can literally just do salt and pepper.
I like a little garlic on my beef. Yep. But
use garlic, salt, and black pepper. It'll be great.
Right. Yep.
A little paprika and onion powder. Great. A little brown sugar with it. Great.
Yep.
You know, it's the...
Right. Which is why the salt and pepper and a little garlic is just perfect for me.
Peachy.
Yeah.
Now, I like sugar on my pork butts, but most brisket rubs don't have a ton of sugar. They put some in it.
Right.
But either way, that's really up to you. Then cook the thing, you know. I like to do... Okay, so the cooler your fire, the more flavor and the smoke you'll get.
Right.
If you're using a pellet grill and cheating like Choppy likes to do.
It ain't cheating if it works.
If you're using a pellet grill, if you get above like 350, 3 1/4, 350 around there, you're really not putting out much smoke.
Right. It starts
you're
to burn efficient.
You're just baking it.
Right, right.
Where, so if you want it to be smoky the first few hours, keep your temperature down and put lots of flavor wood on it.
Right. So meat stops taking smoke at about 140 degrees
external. 150, yep.
External temperature.
Yep.
So if you want to get that smoke, you know, everybody rants and raves about barbecue with a smoke ring, right?
Yep.
And what a smoke ring is that lower temperature at the beginning of the cook, and you smoke up your cooking chamber, and the meat will absorb some of that. And as it cooks, it turns a pink color most of the time. And it's the first 1/8 to 1/4 inch in on the surface all the way around. And that's why it's a ring, because if you take a cut of the meat when it's done, that perimeter all the way around is going to be a pink color where the meat might be brown. You know. So anyway, but that's a smoke ring. That's what that talks about.
Right.
And everybody that ever been to a barbecue, the first time they go, they think that's raw. Right? Oh, I don't like raw meat. It's pink. No, think about it. That's the part that was closest to the heat. That's going to be more done than anything. It just turns pink with the smoke. It's a phenomena.
Okay, so we were talking about flavor woods.
Right.
Now, here's a good idea for when you're not barbecuing. In the spring in particular, like right now, there's storms coming through. Depending on where you live, you may have trees on your property or your neighbor might. So what you want to try and do is identify the hickory, the peach, the pecan, anything like that.
Cherry.
Apple. Yep.
Stay away from smoke woods that have been in a commercial orchard because they've been treated with chemicals every year.
Right.
and that stuff gets into the wood, and I got no proven science that it's bad, but it just seems bad to me.
Yeah, no, that's a commonly held belief in the barbecue world, and I agree. But so I'm cutting trees down like a madman right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how it started, but once you start,
right?
I know why, because my son shot up that tree and it was a death rat.
Right,
it was fixing to come down. I mean, like any minute.
Yep.
And so I had to trim some other trees. So I cut down a bunch of trees. Well, I have a bunch of hickory on my land.
Right.
So I think I gave you some.
I cut it up into little discs for smoking. So it's good.
So when I had that tree down, I took my little chainsaw and I cut it into, I take those branches and I just make little hamburger patties out of them.
Right.
Boom, 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 boom. They're like a puck.
Yep.
And I have boxes and boxes of hickory puck. Guess why? They don't rot.
Right.
So,
and it's hardwood, and it makes a really good flavor on your food. Yeah.
And I had to store them inside because what I noticed is as soon as I cut a hickory tree down, the termites go nuts over the smell. And they will literally, these big, they look like praying mantis type animals, and they're termites of some sort, like a grasshopper looking alien thing. It's they're intimidating because 1,000 of them will come in and just land on your trees. It's like, wham.
Yeah, it's like where'd they come from?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
So some of that wood you might have to store inside. For some reason, the hickory out in Lowell is termite bait.
So are we going to cook this thing?
Yeah.
So how do we do that?
275.
How long?
Till the internal gets to a buck and a half.
And then what?
Take it out and wrap it.
Right. Wrap it in what?
Old underwear, anything like
that.
Okay,
man. Well, that's flavor. That's flavor wood.
There's been wood there before.
maybe not so much as there used to be. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I like butcher paper. I'm a little scared about tin foil, aluminum foil. As you know, I'm a freak.
So the red butcher paper is a waxy butcher. It's butcher paper, man.
Yep, it's butcher paper.
And buy a roll of it for $20 and you'll have it for five years.
Wrap the hell out of it.
Right. But you wrap it up like a present. No tape. Just wrap it up.
Well, you could put tape on it if you wanted to keep it together. One little piece.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so this butcher paper, what it does is it starts to steam itself then.
You could use twine to keep it together.
Yes, you could.
Butcher's twine.
Yes, you could. Yep, but you want to wrap it up in a couple layers of this butcher paper because what you're trying to do is not lose the moisture, right? You're wrapping this thing up. And if you want to hydrate it, you could even put some beef broth or bouillon or whatever it is, Worcestershire, as you said, in there with it to keep it hydrated because that's cheating a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even do that anymore. I just wrap it in butcher paper. I mean, a roll of that butcher paper, unfortunately my wife found it, but a roll of that was like $50.
Yeah.
And she found it. She thinks it's really cute to put on the table before people come over for the smorgasbord.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, no, get the cheap brown paper
it's
for that.
No. Right? Yeah. Yeah, not the pink butcher paper.
It's like $3 a foot.
So anyway, so you wrap this thing at 150 and then you put it back on the smoker and you're going to let it go.
Pull it off at 195.
195 internal temperature. And this is where if you didn't separate your point and your flat, that you're going to have a dilemma because the flat might be at 195, but your point's only at 170.
What's your point?
My point is separate them, right? Because they both want to be at 195, and then it's going to be
perfect.
Okay,
if you don't want to separate the two, let's say you say, no, I like that fat between the flat and the point. I want to keep them together. I got a trick for that, too.
All right. Well, maybe we'll cut that trick when we get back. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Alan Bob Sports. And Merle says, under no circumstances shall two men share an umbrella.
All right.
Man Law.
Get your own.
Yep.
Get your own. So we've got this brisket up to 195, and you're going to take it off the smoker. What are you going to do with it?
Eat it.
You're going to let it rest,
I'm
right?
I'm going to eat it.
Right.
I'm going to tear it apart.
But just like every big chunk of meat that you take off a grill or a smoker, you're going to let it rest because all those juices have been racing around. And once they get off a direct fire like that or indirect for the smoker, they kind of draw back into the meat a little bit.
Yeah, and if I don't need to serve people, like I have to cook for a party day before Father's Day.
Okay.
And
I think I do, too. That's a graduation party in June.
So I'll be feeding about 200 people for that. They want the meat at like 2 o'clock, and I'm going to stay at the party. So you know how that goes. I'm not staying up all night.
Right.
So I'm going to have that thing. I'm going to put it on at 10 o'clock at night. I'll get up at 5 or 6 in the morning like I always do, and I'll rebuild my fire if it's out, and it will be. I'll wrap those babies and I might just throw them in the oven.
Right, because they've got the smoke on them.
Yeah.
And that's what the smoker's going to do.
Put them on cookie sheets.
Right.
Put some foil over
wrapped.
Them. Wrapped. Yep. So we'll see what we do with that. I would like to have another oven, like a bigger oven.
Yeah.
Because when you do those, it takes a bunch.
Yep. They use a lot of room up. But
so I'll probably use your trailer smoker.
Yeah.
Since I don't have one anymore.
Right, that's what it's there for. Yeah, that's what it's there for. So, but you let these things rest. And then there's a tip that we should have covered on the front end of this show that we didn't. When you're trimming your brisket, you want to cut across the grain. There, when you lay a brisket on the cutting board, you're going to see a grain in this where the fibers are running left to right, top to bottom.
Yep.
But what you want to do is when you slice this,
cut
a little dog ear on that one corner across the grain so that when you get it, because when you get this thing done cooking, you're not going to be able to see that grain anymore because there's seasoning and a crust on there.
Right.
But for serving purposes, you want to cut across that grain because the piece of meat that you're going to get on your plate then is going to not be stringy. It's going to come apart like you want it to come apart.
Yep.
So, and you'll know if you're cutting it, it's a 90-degree deal.
Yep.
You got to go across, not with. If you go with, you'll know on the first cut.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget May 14th and 15th, Alan Bob Sports, come down and we're gonna give you a little taste of some brisket and some butts and who knows what's.
Right, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to this crazy banter. Barbecue Bob, glad you're back from vacation, and we'll be doing this again next week, and who knows what we'll talk about, but it's sure to be tasty. So we'll talk with you next week.